Good afternoon. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Monday, May 15th, 2017. The time is 5:08 p.m. With me this afternoon, Co-Chairman Hoffman.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Bishop.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Machicki.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Good afternoon.
Senator Olson.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Hughes.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
And I'm Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin? On today's agenda, we have House Bill 222, Licensure of Manicurists and Nail Technicians. Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move Senate CS for House Bill number 222-30-LS0803-R as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of discussion. Ms. Kramer, could you walk us through what the Senate CS does?
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Laura Kramer, and I am staff to Senator McKinnon and the Senate Finance Committee. I'll just briefly go through the changes in the bill. But first, Madam Chair, I believe the public testimony that you had heard on this legislation was to address the concern that many had of manicurists that would be losing their jobs if this legislation did not pass this year. So this CS before you addresses that concern by on the first page. So renewal period expires or is up August 31st of this year. And on the page 2, line 1, this would extend that grace period for 2 years. So August 31st, 2019, manicurists would have the opportunity to renew their license. And, Madam Chair, this would give the legislature, particularly this committee working with the sponsor over the interim, to find a path forward on how we could address the hour concern that has since come forward, the 250 hours to receive their license. And I believe there is a letter of intent that the committee may consider today to accompany this bill in its passage.
Senator Bishop, do you feel comfortable reading the letter of intent so that it's on the record? If not, I can. Senator Bishop.
Thank you. House Bill number 222, letter of intent by the Senate Finance Committee. It is the intent of the Alaska State Legislature in extending the transition period established by Section 13A 27 SLA 2015 that the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers work with the Alaska State Legislature and licensees to recommend appropriate licensing and renewal standards for manicurists before the end of the transition period that, 1, protect the health of Alaskan consumers, 2, do not place an undue burden on existing licensees who are operating safely, 3, ensure reasonable access to any required education for existing licensees, 4, respect the diversity of employees in the field, and 5, do not provide a barrier to entry to new licensees.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Are there further questions on the adoption of the Senate CS for the CS for House Bill 222? Thank you, Ms. Kramer. I'd like to invite Representative Klayman to the microphone. Representative Klayman, would you like to comment on the Senate CS for the CS for House Bill 222? Yep.
Madam Chair, I actually have not seen the CS, so I can't really comment on something I haven't seen.
Representative Klayman, it is, I will provide you a copy. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Representative Klayman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And for the record, Representative Matt Klayman representing House District 21 in West Anchorage. I would not support the CS in large part because on page 2, subsection 2B, it would still require a passing of a written test. And the information that we've heard in public testimony, I believe it was heard in this committee, but we certainly heard it in committees from the House, that because of the language issues with the first language of many of the people in the industry, the requirement to pass a test is actually something that will cause many people to be unable to keep their license.
I've
also got real concerns about the 250 hours of training because we've looked at the regulations and it appears that the vast majority of those hours are not related to safety and health.
Thank you. Are there questions for Representative Klayman? Thank you, Representative. I'll withdraw my objection for the Senate CS for the CS for House Bill 222, Finance. Is there further objection to adopting the Senate CS? Seeing and hearing none, the Senate CS for the CS for House Bill number 222 is before us. Is there a representative from the department here to talk about the fiscal note and how that might change? You can identify yourself for the record.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Michaela Fowler. I'm the Special Assistant for the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. This CS would remove the necessity for us to take on a regulations project at this time and would zero out the fiscal note.
Thank you. Are there questions from committee members? Ms. Fowler, thank you. Committee members, this bill has come to us late in session with a huge impact on those that operate in this industry. This way that we're trying to provide a path forward is a simple extension of the current grace period and does not take up the issues that were brought to us that we do not have the time to consider. We do not have time right now to go meet with those that are in this community or the board that is actually overseeing them. This allows the legislature time to work with the board to find the right solution instead of adopting a quick fix without licensees participating or reverting back to the previous law that many thought were inadequate. This simple extension is less confusing for licensees, less work, and less cost for our department. Adopting the current version with the intent to work on it during the interim would mean regulations would have to be done twice and paid for twice. The letter of intent that we would like to see travel with this piece of legislation clarifies our intent and our willingness to work to solve this issue. I ask for your support in moving this from our committee. Is there questions? Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move the Senate CS for House Bill number 222, Finance, version 30, LS0803R, from committee with the accompanying fiscal note, which is zero. We don't have a fiscal note, and accompanying committee recommendations.
Senator Bishop, and the letter of intent will move with that.
And the letter of intent, if you two co-chairs sign it, will move along with the bill.
Thank you. Is there objection from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, the Senate CS for the CS for House Bill number 222, Finance, /R, moves from committee with attached letter of intent, zero fiscal note, and individual committee recommendations. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. We're back on the record. Is there any other business to come before the committee? I would like to note that on the bill that we just moved from committee, that the training standard is set at 250, and 40 plus of those hours are on sanitation. And so it was difficult to try to amend this and just pick a number out of the air and be thoughtful about the process or about regulations that the department might have to take up. So I do want committee members to know that we tried to meet the expectations of the representative that sponsored the bill. It just wasn't possible in the short time frame that we're working in to accommodate his request or appropriate due process. With that, tomorrow, Tuesday, May 16th, we have before us HB 132, Transportation Network Companies. That bill is pending referral for a 1:30 p.m. meeting, which will be delayed to the call of the chair because of the joint session tomorrow for confirmation. So you may plan on another 5 o'clock meeting or later should all of that come across from the other body. I believe we have a floor session in there, too. With that, we're adjourned.